Sunday night Shmaitza, Or L'Tes Zayin Kislev. We're starting back to learning the Shmaitza. Maybe on a different night we'll go back and do the synopsis for the reasons that I explained. And right now we'll do Shmaitza Peis Perek Yud Beis. Perek Elunairus, this is also very nitty gritty, but now we're learning it. You know, we're not skipping, so you just have to. If you don't like it, too bad. Drop out of the shir, as so many others have seemed to do. The Perek Elunairus, you will be in good company. The Perek Elunairus.
Better
company, keep going. That's. The Rami Brisa Adode. The Gemara in Elunairus asks a stira between two Brises. The Chodatanya Hachareshes Vahashota Vahailanis. We could forget about islanders. We won't be talking about islanders. We'll be talking about Chareshis and Shota. They don't have Das. So we'll see the ramifications of that. So when they go to Bezdin, they can't taina. They have no legal standing in Bezdin to make claims. Now they get a ksuba if someone decided to marry them. And they lose the ksuba. If for reasons that a normal woman, the rules are all the same.
We did say previously that we go in for
well, that's
far.
What he'll be talking about okay. Here. He's starting from the beginning. The beginning is a Gemara asking a stira in two braises. One braises says, a chareshes, the hashota, the islandis, yeshlem knas. You expect them to be a basula. So if someone was ma'anis them, with that you expect that they're a basula, and there's a din of knas. The yeshlem tainas basula. By the same token, we're learning Perikud Beis, Shmaitza Beis, Perikud Beis. By the same token, there's tainas basula, in other words, there's pesach basuach matzasi. It's a taina. You can't say, I assume since they have no das, people messed around with them before we got married, and I should have known that. No such, not a claim. That's what one price says. Yeshlan tainas basulim. So they lose the ksuba. If the Baal says pesach pesach matzasi, nemo matzid the ksuba. So with all the chesbainas that we said, eredom tveach matzid the matzid, all the reasons. Ubechad the tanya, but in another price it says, acherishas vahashoyte vavegeres vamukaseitz, ein lam tainas basulim. Ein lam tainas basula means that the husband has no taina where he basula, meaning they don't lose the ksuba. That's the upshot. I mean, it means he comes and tainas down the basula. He loses. Relax. Relax. You gotta be relaxed.
I'm not.
Oh, we're in the middle of a Gemara. You gotta relax. Bashani Rav Sheshes, the steer in Bryce's. And again, the words Ein Lam Tainas Basulim means the husband loses and he has to pay the ksuba. It can mean various things. It can mean you should have expected them to be a b'ula. It can mean what Yeshua had just said, that we taina for them, mukaseitzani. No, whatever it is, but you can't automatically have tainas basulim. The husband loses the case. That's what I mean. Ain lohem tainas basulim. The husband has no tainas basulim. He doesn't get anywhere with his taina that they have no basulim. That's what it means. The other braisa says they have. Again, we're focused on cherishes and shaita, the ones that have no das. Mishani Rav Sheshes there in the Gemara answers. I thought it was in volume 2 of the art scroll. It's not, it's in volume 1. No. Thank you. The plukta Dharma Gamliel Vibishua. Good old Dharma Gamliel Vibishua. Our good friends from Daf Yud Beis and Beis over there in the first parrot. The pligi Biberikama. If she says Misherestani Nenasti. Or when she says Misher. Yeah. He says, good old Mishnah. No, he says, Shalom Matzalab Musulim. He marries Misher Estani Nenasti, even a stop Kosodeu. Boy, actually, Rastik, why am I cocking make Echtos? Machlaik is a Megamil Rabbi Yeshua.
We just did
in the Rabbi Yeshua, yep. The Rabbi Yeshua, Domarenu Ishanem Menes, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's not Neman. What's his beautiful Lashon, memorable Lashon? Lo mi pia anuchayin. We don't live, we have no reason to assume that what you're saying is the truth. So, Hachanami, Hachareshes Vahashoit, the Echlan Tainas Basulim. Even if we extrapolate a taina for her, we taina on her behalf. We are her spokesman, and we make up something that really we have no idea. Which is usually the best taina to say. So you say no. Well, he's in that minute. You wouldn't be believed. Rabbi Shua holds he's not believed. Rabbi Shua holds the Cheskos Mammon of the Baal overpowers everything. And he's saying, you had this before. Why don't you say Kanimsa Kanoya? It was found in his Rishus. So that's an issue. Rashi and Taisa says, it's really Mishekina standing in us. Okay. Lama Gamliel, Domer Hasam, Shishin Amenis, Leiman, Mishekina standing in us. And I'm sorry, according to Bishua, it's good, because according to Bishua, the Baal wins. According to Bishua, the Baal wins, because he's holding on to the Cheskos Mammon. Well, the Megamliel, Domer Hasam, Shishin, Amen, Eslemin, Bishar, Estani, Nenasti, Ochanam Yisvir, Leid, Acharishas, Vahashayta, Ein Lam, Tainas, Besulim. Right? Hoga, Megamliel, Hora, Bishua. According to Megamliel, Ein Lam, Tainas, Besulim, because it's like we consider her to be saying Mishir Estani Nenasti. The Gemara asks, Eimu Da Shabbos Leidu Rabbi Gamliel. What does Rabbi Gamliel say such a chiddush that the woman's nemon is when she says something? She says she's nemon. Heichad De Katoano Ihi, when she says Mishir Estani Nenasti. So she's nemon. Baruch Hashem, Amigo, all good to Zachin that we learned up till now. But Heichad De Laitano Ihi, but here she's not saying anything, or she has no das. Mishamaslei, why do we, did we hear that, Mishamaslei means did we hear him, meaning did we hear that Rabbi Gamliel says his din even here? Here is a much bigger chiddush, we don't even know how he could say his din. She ain't talking, or her words have no meaning. Even though Rabbi Gamliel Mehemno, since Rabbi Gamliel says she's Nemon, when she says Mishir Estani Nenasti, Kagain Zeh, Psach Picha Le'ilein Hu. There's a halachic principle. In the good old days and the good new days, and according to the Torah system, no such thing as a lawyer. Like Sheikh Siasped, first thing, kill all the lawyers. There is a halacha that if Beis Din sees that the person is lost and fumbling for words, so the Beis Din can make suggestions. Say perhaps it's called Psach Picha Le'ilein. The Beis Din becomes the spokesman, so to speak, for one side. How is the other side supposed to react? They have to handle it. They have to realize the Beis Din is not saying the other person's right. They're just filling in a gap. Now, normally, when you have a Baal Din, in normal circumstances, Beis Din is not allowed to fill in any gap. The Baal Dover is perfectly capable of tining for himself and whatever he tines is. But those are the key words. That's when the Baal Din is capable of tining for himself. But many times you have cases where it's quite clear that the Baal Din cannot tine it for himself. For example, here, he's a shaita. Or you have cases by Yisomim. Yisomim, the father's estate, there's a claim on the estate. The Yisomim obviously do not know what's going on with the father's money, either because they're ketanim, or the Gemara says even if they're gedolim, but the gabi, their father's business, they're like ketanim. So, Mekitzel, when you don't know and you don't have a way to know, so then, Psach Picha Le'ilim. It's a pasuk. But the Beis Din does it. There's no lawyer. When the person is capable of tining, we don't allow anyone else to tine it for the person. It's an arrangement to encourage lying.
But are they actually tining for the person?
They're not really. It's a legal principle that they put words in the person's mouth. Now, could the person theoretically still lose the case? Yes, if the person there's a certain formula like your taina, like here. It's a formula, you know, she says Mishira Stanina Nasti. So they put those words in her mouth. Now, according to Mishua, she would still lose. Because the best taina she can muster up is Mishira Stanina Nasti, and she loses. So Psach Bichla Elim is not a halacha that we throw the case. It's a halacha that we allow for the best possible taina that the person could have, and we put words in his mouth. There is such a principle. It's a very limited use, obviously. It's used when the person cannot fend for himself, and there's a fear that there won't be any justice done because it's very one-sided. We don't hear two sides. So we go to the other extreme.
It's not somewhere. Even if it's not mamish and ene, even if they're just kind of like confused. It's a regular person, but they can't like...
There's different madregas. If the person's confused, then we help them along. But we would never create a taina like Mishira's Tanina Nasti unless they're not capable of taina. You're right. It also includes the halacha that if a person's fumbling, we've done that. I mean, we've done that. We encourage no tainim, and sometimes it works. It worked, I should say. But sometimes the person taka is fumbling and stumbling. Sometimes the bezin has to say, and this, there's no real makor to allow a bezin to say what I'm about to say, but we do it anyway because there's no real makor to have a toyin. So the toyin shouldn't be there. We tell the toyin to shut up. And we want to cross-examine, so to speak. We want the Baal Din to speak for themselves. When we suspect that the toyin is stam draying a cup and has no... I don't know. Don't ask me what a toyin's supposed to do, because I don't know. What he's supposed to do, I do know. Even theoretically, what he's supposed to do is what a clerk does in the Supreme Court or in any court. He's supposed to look for precedents in Tshuva's forum that will help his client. And he's supposed to bring them to the attention of the Bezdin. If the client does anything, he says, I think this is a case that's dome to the tshuva and the maritz, him and Lamed Beis.
Is it new and invention to come into?
No, it's taken from the Goyim. It's new for
okay.
The Goyim always had tainim.
In terms of Beis.
Bezdin, it's a new invention. It's taken from the Goyim. They borrowed it from the Goyim. It's a license to lie and to your faith, and to cover up and to do all sorts of nasty things. It is helpful if the Baal Din is incapable of formulating a sentence, which some people are, and are not, yeah, which some people are not. And also, the Bezin appreciates a Tayin if he sticks to that. Okay, you know, I think there's a relevant Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Chesha Mishpatim, and Kuf Yud Gimel that has bearing here on the case, because according to the Chasam Sofer, he's Vadai Nemon, or he's Vadai Not Nemon. So the Bezin appreciates it, like having a clerk. The clerks do all the work. The clerks do all the Mar Mekaymus work. The judge just pontificates, throws a dart, and he writes his opinion. Many times the opinion is written mostly by the clerk. The clerk, you know, the clerk for a Supreme Court is chashuv. The clerk for any court is chashuv. The clerks are like the editors in art school. They do all the work, and they don't get any credit. Anyway, so Psach Bichla Ilim sounds bad, but it's really very measured and very, like you said, when the guy's fumbling and stumbling and he says, okay, so 2 and 2 is 5, he's so nervous he can't get a word out. So you let me $100,000, and then you let me another $100,000. So you owe me $5,000. He's all confused. So we help him there, and at times we do this when they're mamish incapable. The biggest chiddush is yisomim that really have no way of knowing. So. Okay, so we say according to Rabbi Gamliel, Psach Pichel Ilaim kicks in here, and it works because she's Neman. So once you put the words in her mouth, so to speak, Mishir Estani Nenasti, so it works because she's Neman according to Rabbi Gamliel. According to Beshua, it doesn't work because she loses anyway. And this is the best thing you can put in her mouth. Well, this is the best time that she can have, and according to Beshua, she loses. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Pirush Rashi, Haram Gamliel Dama Perakama, Hearing Mayors, Michel Astani, the Nasty Nemenos, Ochinami, should be Hochanami. Hochanami here too, Ain Latinus Musulim, the Amrinon, we inject words in her mouth and we say, Ihavi Pikhislito, and have a Taedis, Michel Astani, the Nasty. Okay, that's the legal principle. Baramban the Sefer Melchamos Kosov is Elushono, Boeka Kaperish Rashi, Chaim Pirishu Agaonim. Bahishav Somi Delay, the Ramban now adds on his own, right, so the Ramban is cool with Rashi and he understands it, and there's no loose ends and everybody's happy. Bahishav Somi Delay, the Ramban adds there, he tacks on a piece to the. He tacks on something after he says that. The Zel Shono, the Tainin and Luhumukas Eitz. Even if whatever happened to happen, Vaday before the Erisin, right? Let's say he was Makadish and Boil Holy Altar and he finds Pesach Pesuach. And you can't tain him Misheristani, nothing. It's known that nothing happened. The Baal says nothing happened. It couldn't have happened, right? So still, she doesn't lose anything, says the Rosh, because the Taininan then shifts over to Mukasei Tzani. And the Mukasei Tzani, she gets the full Ksuba. So we shift the Taina at will. We said, okay, we got to be sure it's not in a nasty case. Yeah, oh, that won't work for us, so we're going to make it into a mustard seeking case. But I'm fine, I'm falling asleep, so. I'm sorry. Okay. So the Ramban says even if she's a Vaday Bu'ula Kodam Erisin, and there's no possibility of Misherestani Nenasti, so we tie into something else for her that'll win her the case, which is Mukasei Tzani. Okay, let's learn inside. V'Hisav Shami Delay, the Ramban says. So there's no possibility of Misherestani Nenasti. Still, we could make the rule Ein Lahem Tainas Mesulim if Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. The Tainina Badai Mukaseitz this Lahu Mason. Okay. Now she's getting the full Ksuba. Remember, so the Ramban asks on himself an obvious question. After Mukaseitz Ein Lo Alamona, this is still the Ramban talking. If you're tiny for Mukaseitz Ani, so what do you mean she gets Ksuba Mona? She gets Ksuba Masayim, what do you mean by that? A Mukaseitz gets Ksuba Mona. So if you're tiny for her, as if she's saying Mukaseitz Ani, she should get a 100 Ksuba, not a 200. Kivan the, okay. So when it was Kiddush Yibo Al Yalter, and our Taininon has to shift to Mukasei Tzani. So let her lose at least a mona. So the Ramban answers, Kiva the Chershus Vishoita, Ein Lahem Ksuba. Really, there's no Takonos Chachamim for Ksuba by Chershus and Shoita. Im Loi Rosa Lichtoiv, unless the Baal decided to write her one. Im Kain, so that means we're talking about he wrote them a ksuba. Im Kain Zesha Kosa Midaite Masayim Afim Mukaseitzi Isle Hamosan Shekosav. We're not talking about a ksuba mitakonas chazal, we're talking about the ksuba that he wrote.
So is it considered like an extra?
It's like a matana. It's not really the Takanos Chazal of Ksuba. He says, keep in the Mukasai Slav Mekachtos, who, because that's the premise, it's not Mukasai, it's not Mekachtos, Vim Kengshan, Utoyanin, Bahadayu Mukasai, Islahu Moson, Kivan Shukosov Midaitoi. We're talking about he wrote it. He wrote for Har Ksuba. I mean, he made his Chaybus, full Ksuba. Even though it's not entitled to any Ksuba, Chazal were not Masakim Ksuba in such a case. But he wrote it on his own. But still, if she's a Bula, he never wrote it. He never meant to be Mishayim, she's a Bula. So that's why there's still a Shaka of the Tarya. And now there'll be the Taininon, will Tain it for her, Tambukasaitsani. And there's no loss of the Ksuba that he wrote willingly. The loss of the Ksuba by Mukasaitsan is because of the Ksuba by Takaras Chazal.
But why can't we bring that into one of the cases that we learned before? That he wrote a Ksuba, okay, and then he wrote her, I forget what the term was, an extra half a million. Okay, she's not eligible for Ksuba, but or she loses one and not the other. I think that wouldn't it have been with the understanding that she had a Ksuba?
Yeah, and that's why there she taka loses the Tosefta's Ksuba when he discovers she has no Ksuba.
Right, but wouldn't that be the same reason why he wrote it here, even though by Chazal they weren't entitled to Ksuba?
Yeah. It is. And that's why we're dealing with Mekachtos again. That's why we're on the battleground of Mekachtos. Because he did it willingly. So we're not going to say that Chanos Chazal is still in place.
But it seems it's willingly.
That's what Ramban says.
Says what time?
Well, yeah. See, that's Rabbi why Mukasai is going to be Messiah, right?
You're not sure we're going to agree on the part, no? If the reason is because of Das and the Bible.
No. Because he still loses it. I was Mekachtos.
But it has nothing. Because
it depends on what the case is. If he wrote it knowing, thinking that you might be able to say to him, because he might have. After Mukas, okay, but Kavanoso, the Shmait is going to expand upon the Ramban. Now, the question is, like I say, he still wrote a Messiah Maldash, he should be a Basula. And now she turns out she's a Ba'ula. So why doesn't a Ksuba go down to a Ba'ula's Ksuba? I tell you, it's like by Hetta Meir Rabbanim, right? They write a Shvua that he's not going to marry a second wife. But they mean, many take the position that they mean based on the guidelines of the Hetta Meir Rabbanim of Ashkenazi. Or else, ironically, they would end up being more chomer. And in many circles, they are more chomer than Ashkenazim because they took a shvua, and there's no hetamer abanim with the shvua. But many take the position that they only meant to be more. So here he's saying he might have written her, but he wants it to follow with the guidelines of the dinim of Ksuba. So she loses the she loses the Ksuba, then you lose what he wrote her also. The Kavanoso, the Pikhes, even this little bit like Bezdin, and thinks she kosum lo la derech matona va moyer absulus u diopla. She nimps us mukasayis lesli elamona. Abel Chareshes v'shoita the less Lubitznai Bezdin, they're the Bezdin, more Masakin, she should have anything. No takona, she gets Ksuba. The Einu ala Matona says, writing her constitutes a Matona. You can't feel a Mukasei Tsunami called the law of Mekachtos, Islahu Masa. What?
It makes sense.
Yep.
Sorry, Dick.
Of the Mishnah Melech, Chokar Lahavim Medas Rashi, we name it the Polik Bethoros Ramban, the Kivan the Kosov, since Rashi writes, the Tanina Lahu Mishir Astani Nanasti, Umash Madakide Shubwali out there, if that would be the case, the Loy Mutsin Lamitta Mishir Astani Nanasti. So finish, he's out of the game, Tulo Tanina Mukasaitz. The Loy Pyush Rashi, the Tanina Mukasaitz, which was the better Tanina, because it exists even when it was Kiddush Abali out there. Tanina Mukasei Zia Bechlala Filu Kivu Shabol Yose.
Didn't you say before why Rashi didn't say Mukasei in the other case? When there is, when it is, there's time for it. Did
it
say?
No. Niyunira Darashi Nami Moide Besforas Ramban. We'll stop here. The Teretz is too involved. So that's the kasha. Does Rashi hold like the Ramban? Rashi only talks about Mishir Astanin and Nasti and doesn't talk about Mukaseitz. Why isn't there a Tainin for Mukaseitz?
The kasha is a normal case with this year between the Mishnah and the Sunim. Why did Rashi
We just ended with the kasha, right? Did I miss something? The Mishnah Melech didn't have a Teretz. Or that's what's coming up?
Well, it's coming up.
Okay.
It's too involved.
Coming attraction.
It's a Shem tomorrow night.
Did you hear anything about Mr. Mitchell?
Yeah.